suit his briefs and his trusts will annul him. His missive and scrolls dangle doomed to his knee. Roman for a home in the bonny countryside. Roman in the gloaming, just a place for me to bide. When the sun has gone to rest, I'll be either east or west. It's bloody lonely Roman in the gloamin'. By yon bonny banks, where they say the money stays, and I heard they took an interest in accounting. But when I asked for an advance, they said no ing chance. So I left a wee deposit in their fountain. Then I took the high road and I took the low road, but I couldn't get them both in my lorry. So I took this forest track, but they made me pit it back, 'cause they said that it belonged to an English Tory. Roman for home in the bonny countryside. Roman in the gloaming, just a place for me to bide. When the sun has gone to rest, I'll be either east or west. It's bloody
All right, greetings. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, online at kgnu.org. All right, this is Stephen Iron Feather Prothero here with you, and you have 1 hour of Celtic music coming up. And I'm co-hosting with my friend Sharon. And for my first half, I have 30 minutes of one of my favorite bands from Scotland, the Corries. It's a duo. They did a lot of live concerts, a lot of comedy, traditional folk music. I really love them. I've been a fan all my life. And I hope you enjoy them too. Hope you enjoy the special Corries show. But first, KGNU would like to thank The Boulder Weekly for their in-kind support. The Boulder Weekly is published every Thursday and features investigative reporting and comprehensive arts and entertainment coverage for Boulder County. Boulder Weekly can be found at over 800 locations throughout the county and is on the web at boulderweekly.com. All right, hope you enjoy the Corries.
Iron trumpets sounded far, horsemen ride well graith to war. The English come up freedom bar upon a misty morning. Prince Charlie, the Highland host, lay westward on the Lothian coast. Johnny Bragg, we minis the boast, he'd roast them ere next morning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue. The bonny blue bonnets are after you to wish you a good morning. Lang ere the cock proclaimed it day, the prince's men stood in array, though impatient for the fray, bent low the knee that morning. When roud out our old the English drum, the Highland bagpipe gave a bomb, and told the mountain clans had come, grim death and danger scorning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue. The bonny blue bonnets are after you to wish you a good morning. Ilk hand was firm, ilk heart was true, a shot and doon their guns he threw. Forth their dreaded claymore's crew upon that fearful morning. The English raised a loud huzza, but Durney by the brunt of awe. They wavered, turned, sign ran away like sheep at shepherd's warning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue.
on your blue bonnets are after you to wish you a good morning. What sad mishap that few befell when faint had grown the battle's yell. Still Gardner fought and fighting fell upon that fatal morning. Nay, braggart, but a sodger he was scorned by coward loons to flee, and fell beneath the old thorn tree upon that fearsome morning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue. The bonny blue bonnets are after you to wish yous a good morning. Fast, fast their foot and horsemen flew. Caps were mixed with bonny blue. Dirks were wet, but no with you upon that fatal morning. Few stayed, save I, devoted van, to buy the brunt of heel and brand that swept around, lopped head and hand upon that fatal morning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue. The bonny blue bonnets are after you to wish yous a good morning. Boast of deeds becomes a sill, yet Scotland has her borders still. Be there some who'd have their will for want of thought or learning. The Roman legions tried in vain, the Saxon, Dane, and Norseman came. Nane of them could us contain, so heed this gentle warning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, this morning's work ye lang will rue. The bonny blue bonnets are after you to wish yous a good morning. Run, run, ye gangling crew, the bonny blue bonnets are after you, but all we really want to do is wish yous a good morning.
Good evening, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. We'd like to thank you all for coming, in spite of the rain, and the cold, the breathalyzer, or any other old bag who tried to keep you in tonight.
I bought a wife in Edinburgh for a bobby, and then I got a penny back to buy tobacco away. And we you, and we you, and we you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, for Johnny lad.
Well, Samson was a native man, and he fed on fish and chips. He buckled round the Gallagher, just picking up the dips.
And we you, and we you, and we you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, for Johnny lad. Now Solomon and David led very wicked lives, winching every evening with other people's wives. And we you, and we you, and we you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, my Johnny lad. Has our sympathy, they're really feeling ill. How can you love your neighbour when the Pope has banned the pill? And be you, and be you, be you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, Johnny lad.
The Duke was in the parlour eating bread and honey. The Queen was in the treasury.
And be you, and be you, and be you, Johnny lad.
And now they call him Mary.
And we you, and we you, and we you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, and Johnny lad. And we you, and we you, and we you, Johnny lad, I'll dance the buckles off the shin for you, my Johnny lad.
We're going to sing another song, a song which has become very popular in folk circles, both in Scotland and elsewhere. It's called The Wild Rover. Do you know it?
Ah!
Lovely, good.
Do you know the verses as well? You can sing the verses and the chorus. That's grand. Because the more you sing, if you sing the verse, the verses as well as the choruses, see, it's money for old rope as far as we're concerned, you know? Just stand up here and play guitars. It's a grand song to sing while you're still fighting for the armrests, you know? I mean, it's... You know, see them? Look at them.
Yeah.
Same happens to me, you know, you walk into a hall and you queue up early and you walk in and you find the best seat you can way down the front, straight away. Choom, you know? Both of them are mine. And somebody comes in and you've lost one. You wait till he reaches for his fags, you know, you're back in there. So you're still sorting yourselves out that way. You can sing this one for us. Wild Rover. I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I swear I will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no.
She answered me nay, saying custom like the curries I can get any day.
And it's no
audience that we've had tonight. But it seems it's just the girls that are singing out there. By that, we've got some bloody queer men in the audience. Right, so, men only for the next verse and chorus. So I pulled from me pocket a handful of gold, and upon the round table it glittered and rolled. And beer of the best. What I told you before, 'twas only in jest.
And it's.
Could you do better than that, girls? Could you?
Yes!
Glasgow Keely's in here tonight. I'll go back to my parents, confess what I've done.
Took his female for a run in the car on the motorway, you know, on one of these lay-bys. Anyway, he was sitting there and he said, well, would you like to go into the back seat? Oh, she says, no, I'm not going into the back seat. Fair enough. Would you like a drink? Oh, yes, I'd like a drink. So he opened the glove compartment and bought the bottle of whiskey there and two glasses, poured her a huge one, and he sell a wee, wee one. So she had a drink. He had his. Do you want to go in the back seat now? No, I'm not going in the back seat. Do you want another drink then? Yes, I'll have another drink. So another big one out for her and a wee one for him. Knocked it down. Back seat? Yeah. No, I'm not going in the back seat. Well, you want another drink then? Yes, I'd love another drink.
The rest of the bottle.
So by this time the bottle was getting rather low. So he poured another drink and she took it. He took his wee one. He says, back seat. No, I'm not going to the back seat. He says, why the hell not? She says, I want to sit here with you.
Song called The Hills of Ardmore. Oh, that I could hear the birds again in the fields of sun lies over Scullamvia, and the mist silent all around. Oh, that I could see the bracken red in the hills of Ardmore, and the moss green in between, and the rain falling softly down. Oh, that I could send the breeze again in the fields new. Storm clouds high above, and the gulls circling all around. Oh, that I hear the birds again in the fields of Ardmore, where the sun lies over Scullamvia and the mist. Thank you. Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. For at the time of writing it, I'm not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why I am not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. But tossing them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he is an awkward sod. And he said I had to cart them down the ladders in me hod. Well, clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. But I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, while the barrel spilled out half its bricks some 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. But I clung on tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain, and halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway down the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty case of shock. But I clung on tightly to the rope as I fell towards the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks the barrel had scattered round. Well, as I lay there on the floor, I thought I'd passed the worst. But the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I didn't have a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel now being heavier, it started down once more. It landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you'll understand why I am not at work today.
Thank you very much. In the second half, all the Highland clans have died for Prince Charlie. The Douglases have all been killed at Arkenholm. The MacGregors have massacred Assassinax. Two vultures have suffered a fate worse than death. Now, I've got to stand here up to my neck in feathers, blood, and dead bodies and say, have you enjoyed yourselves tonight?
Life's funny, isn't it? Anyway, keep smiling.
Will do for a scholar of in I went for to stay in that country, it was my intent. But girls and strong whiskey like other damn fools, I soon was transported back to Liverpool.
And it's raw, raw, it's raw. Them Liverpool Judies have got us in tow.
Here's one of these sea shanties. That's chicken, isn't it? We only sing this song to intelligent audiences.
So good night.
And we think, come back. Normally in any folk evening, the audience are required to do a fair amount of work, you know. But in this particular song, we're going to ask you to sing the chorus and sing it in harmony. See?
What do you mean,
The chorus is, and it's roll, roll bullies roll, them Liverpool Judies have got us in tow. And that's what I want the stalls down here to do. If you take the whole chorus right through, very easy, and it's row, row, bullies, row. Them Liverpool Judies have got us in tow. And note the glottal stop and Judies, very important. Judies, you see?
The glottal stop, the glot is very important here. Really, it is very important. So what we're going to do is have a glut-clearing session down here. Right? After the count of three, everybody a wee... one, two, three... That's enough, otherwise the passage gets all slimy there.
Right, stalls then. And it's row, row bullies, row, them Liverpool Judies. Right.
Hold it in, dear, hold it in, hold it in. Make a terrible mess down here.
And it's row, row bullies, row, them Liverpool Judies have got us in tow. The lower balcony here, is this a circle? Is it? I better call it a circle, actually. Price they pay. What you sing is you start off with them, and you sing, and it's roll, roll, please roll. See, and at the end of the chorus, you've got roll, toe. Beautiful, believe me, beautiful, mellow harmony.
Just to make sure that everybody's doing this properly, what we're going to do up here is give you a few signs, right? Now, if you watch this hand very carefully, there we are. See? Now, this is a beautiful movement. Beautiful. I've been practicing this for months. While this hand is in movement, you are singing, right? Like that.
Beautiful.
Now, watch it. When it stops, you stop, right?
I've cut and shadows, and I've seen him do it better than that. Actually. Right, so you just start off with them, right? All together. And it's roll, roll, bullies, roll. Them Liverpool Judies have got us in tow. Right, it's nice.
What the hell are you then?
The crux of the matter.
The what?
The crux of the matter.
Now, that could have been ugly for a minute.
The angels up in heaven there.
Sprouting wings.
But you know, what you sing is, you can't afford to sing up there, can you? Price you pay for your seats.
That's the peasants up there, my friends.
Well, you start, you see, we need something nice and mellow to rest all this on, you see, and that's what you're going to do. And what you start off with them, and you sing... And it's roll. Right the way through, you see? And then we get the whole nice, so let's try that.
To make it easy for you, we've given them a few signs down here. While this lot down here are watching that hand, you could all be watching this one here. Right, so it's a movement like that, grace and charm all the way.
Shortagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
All right, greetings, and thanks for tuning in to Sholta Gael, KGNU's weekly Celtic radio show. And thanks, Stephen, for that set by the Corries, recorded back in the 60s. That was a really fun set. I'm Sharon Yogurst, and I'll be your host for the next half hour of Celtic music. I'd like to start out tonight with Pagan Medieval Dance by Trobar de Morte from the CD entitled Reverie. That was The Mummer's Dance by Lorena McKennitt from her CD entitled The Journey So Far. And before that, you heard Tale of the Forest by Uriel Vaughan. And next, I'd like to play a tune for you by Ryan Kelly. And this is entitled To Someone You Are the World. All right, Stephen played a little different tune there for us. That was Feet of a Dancer by Maura O'Connell. And next we have To Someone You're the World by Ryan Kelly.
Maybe to the world you're just somebody. Remember, to somebody you're the world. Never whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, know that I'll be there for you, girl. I know your struggle, I know your pain, I know you think that I caused them again. Let me take your heart in my hands. Let me show you who I am. Maybe to the world you're just somebody. Remember to somebody your world. Whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, know that I'll be there for you, girl. So just give me one more day. Make you see I can change my ways. Now I've realized where I went wrong, and I see where we both belong. Maybe to the world you're just somebody. Remember to somebody you're the world. Whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, know that I'll be there for you, girl. I've done wrong, yes I know that's true, but I belong in a life with you, life with you. Maybe to the world you're just somebody. Remember to somebody you're the world. Whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, know that I'll be there for you, girl. Now I know I can't make you see what you'd ever get with me, but I swear my love will remain, and I'll never hurt you again. Maybe to the world you're just somebody. Remember to this body you're the world. Whenever you're down and you're feeling lonely, know that I'll be there for you, girl. Know that I'm here for you, girl.
But I know for certain
Silly Me.
All right, that was You Will Rise Again by Caper Cali. And I wanted to give some shouts out tonight. A shout out to Reverend Tom Morrison and Jira Kanya and Yupa, who are listening in Thailand. I want to give a shout out to Lisa, who's listening up in Netherlands. Yukeiko, listening in Japan. And to my dear friends Janet, David, and Andy, who are listening from Castle Rock, and they are visiting from France. So thanks all for listening. So next up, I have a song from Kara Dillon and John Smith. This is entitled, If I Prove False.
Far away land, I'm going away for a while. But I'll return to you, my love. Oh, I'll go 10,000 miles. The sun will dry the ocean, heaven will cease to be. World will lose its motion, my love, if I prove false to thee. Well, who's gonna shoot your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your sweet ruby lips while I'm in far away land?
Father will shoot my pretty little feet, and my brother will clove my heart, and you can kiss my sweet ruby lips when you return again. The sun will dry motion, my love, if I prove false to thee.
But who's gonna brush your long yellow hair? Darling, who's gonna pay your fee? But who's gonna father those sweet little babes while I'm on the raging sea?
Mother will brush my long yellow hair, Daddy will pay my fee, but there won't be any sweet little babies while you're away.
And if you lose a part inside, when love turns round on you, leaving the past behind, it's knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind. Never be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars. Although they burn so bright, but even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
And this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM with translator K229AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 MHz. You just heard a very beautiful session of Shilta Gill, and give thanks and props to my family here, Stephen and Sharon, on that awesome show. I really loved that last tune and really hit home for me. I just walked out of the house and very beautiful double rainbow appeared and just made me feel so good and amazing, because my son moved to Durango today for college, Fort Lewis, studying environmental studies. And seeing that double rainbow was just a very good blessing, and I'm just praying for my son and very happy for him. He's got the whole world ahead of him. And with that, you are tuned in to Musica Mundi. My name is Lucila, yours truly. This is for the children. Give thanks. Hope you all are having a great and wonderful and beautiful evening. Stay tuned.